Can you elaborate on how to bring practice within the daily life setting? Even here, I feel I can walk around within my own bubble with my attention mostly focused inwardly. Can you describe how practice works when attention needs to be engaged in the fast-paced external world? Right? One of the things that is helpful for being able to bring this practice into daily life settings is that familiarity with the using the body as an anchor for attention, so that there's that ability to transition. Say one hasn't relied on some refined object of concentration, one's familiar with how to adapt the practice to being in the body in different ways. Also, just on a retreat setting, even though it's quite prescribed, but still, there's, one gets up and moves from the hall, integrating that attention with that movement. Chores that need to be done, there's the recognition that there's other people around one that one has to be attentive to. There's things that can be done that could be, just noticing some of the things that one can be helpful with, rather than just trying to contain one's attention really in a very fixed way, then paying particular attention to how to integrate or use or utilize that attention as we're moving into different postures, as we're contacting the world around us, even if it's just in a retreat setting, one's still making contact. And to experiment with that application, so that it's not just pushing that all away and trying to concentrate and hold the mind.